Hello, it's Paul Martin, freelance cameraman, back with another view from behind the lens. I guess that this one carries on from the last. A tale of murder, missing persons and tragedy. But this tale switched between the UK and Italy, following the murder of two women within a 17-year period. And so it was. For the past few days, I've been filming for the Italian broadcaster RAI, filming a mini-documentary feature about the case. Working for the Italians proved to be an experience, as I soon learned they have a very different way of doing things. For example, they don't seem to get the notion of private property. I had to stop my reporter on numerous occasions from just wandering into somebody's garden, or even into the rear of the courtroom when he found an open door. Many other Italian news crews had been dispatched from Italy for the story, and myself and other UK crews watched in astonishment as their cameramen attempted to walk into court with cameras rolling, arms waving, and voices loud. Police officers were eventually placed at various points around the courtroom, and we gave them apologetic glances as we attempted to explain to the Italians that this was just not cricket, not the dumb thing, old boy. The differences in media culture was quite breathtaking to me and the other English cameramen, but it was fun nonetheless as we watched them roaming around the court looking for a place to infiltrate. My Italian journalist Walter, however, was a long-standing, respected journalist of the old school, and once I had explained to him that this is how we do it, he respected my limits placed upon him and made the most of what was available. However, I was alarmed when he returned from the courtroom with his mobile phone in hand, a smile plastered all over his face. I, for one, didn't ask what he had done, or what I think he had done. I really didn't want to know. There is a saying over here that when in Rome, do as the Romans do. It would appear, however, that the Romans do as they damn well please. Ciao.